624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a free meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pedometer as our special gift to you. We have knee, back, and other braces available, as well as pharmacy services. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and you have insurance, we can help.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
This community announcement on 97.7 WAOV, presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Pregnancy Care Center of Washington will have a fundraiser the entire month of November. The fundraiser titled Bountiful Harvest. Oversized baby bottles will be left at local businesses in Lagodi, Washington, Montgomery, and Odin for donations. More information by calling the Pregnancy Care Center, 812-257-1041.
WAOV weather brought to you by Quest Orthopedics. To nominate a local high school athlete for the Quest Orthopedics WZDM Athlete of the Week, just go to WZDM.com, click Sports, then Athlete of the Week. Fill in the form at the bottom of the page and submit it. Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunshine this afternoon, highs in mid-40s. Chance of overnight showers, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, chance of showers again. Looking for highs in the low 50s. Thursday, showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV and NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Broadcasting live from the historic Brevoort House in downtown Vincennes, this is The Mark and Mark Show, a show about everything, a show about nothing. And now we head live to the WAOV studio with Mark McNeese and Mark Hill, and semi-regularly joined by Haley Lancaster. This is The Mark and Mark Show.
Bonjour, mon ami. And we're here on the Mark
Is that
and
what
Mark
you just did? Nice.
We are here on the Mark and Mark Show, featuring several special guests today that we'll introduce in just a second. I'm Mark with a K. That's Mark with a C. You've reached the Mark and Mark Show on NewsKnoxCounty.com, 97.7, live streaming. So actually people back in your country could hear the show if they got that little connection.
If they chose to.
We have
Who
three
would choose
guests?
To listen to us?
We have three guests that are here from Vincennes, France, our sister city, visiting here and going to school at Lincoln High School. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we'll kind of go from there. And we'll start here with Adrian.
So, hi. My name is Adrian. I'm 15. And, well, just being here in America was great.
Great, great. So that's Adrian. And next up we have...
Hey, I'm Camille, and I'm 16 years old, and this is my first time in the United States.
Great.
Hello, I'm Baptiste. I am 16 years old, and it's my second time in America.
Okay. So these three are here visiting our foreign exchange students. We have my son many years ago. He's a doctor now in Indianapolis, and he went to your city probably when he was 16. With Mrs. Query, Madame Query. I don't know if you know her or not, but
yes.
She was the teacher at Lincoln like Miss Hacker is now. And then I was very fortunate to come to your city as well in 2002, which might have been before you were born or pretty close.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a long time ago. But a beautiful city, and I hope that people listening to our show will know that if they go to Paris, and we have a lot of people here that travel and come to your country, especially Paris, Vincennes is in Paris. It's the
it's a suburb of Paris,
right?
Next to Paris.
Right. It's the last stop on the metro, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
There's a castle there, right?
It's what? There's
a castle.
Oh, yeah.
A medieval castle, which is very famous.
Very famous, right? It is where Louis the 16th moved Versailles to back to Paris, correct? Correct? Okay. You can't nod your head on the radio, Baptiste. You
somebody, did somebody get beheaded there?
Some kings of France lived in the castle of Vincennes.
Okay, very good.
Did you notice how, did you notice how he said?
Yes, it took me like 3 weeks before I visited to pronounce Vincennes correctly. So say it again. Vincennes. Yeah, I'm very good. I remember. So anyway.
It's like those people in Indiana call Versailles, Versailles.
we have some cities in Indiana and in Illinois that are named after French cities. For example, you have Versailles. We have, in Indiana, we have Versailles. You may have heard that. Yeah, there's a city called Versailles because people don't, in Indiana don't know how to speak French. We do have French Lick, though. I mean, come on.
Wow.
It probably has nothing to do with France, right?
So before we get to them, they're here, and we appreciate them being here. But Mark and I always start out our radio show with the good week, bad week.
Right?
And we have no Haley Lancaster this week. We've not had her for a period of like 3 weeks.
And you know Miss Lancaster, she's a teacher at Lincoln as well. Do you know her? She teaches English, does the school newspaper. She has an office by the library. I don't know if you met her or not.
But anyway, she's a
you'll see her maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
She comes on this radio show quite a bit and lends her voice to this show. She's younger than both of us, so it's much nicer to have her on occasion. So good week, bad week. I'll start real quick.
Yeah.
Good week. We had a fun chili cook-off. At the brewery.
Thank you very much.
It was a lot of fun. My wife and I enjoyed that very much. And then we went off and took off to Brown County over the weekend.
I saw your pictures.
Yeah, it was cold. Nice. It was cold. But it was a lot of fun. Hiked about 4 miles, 4 or 5 miles. Went into Brown County. Froze a lot. But it was a good trip. Leaves are, Jenny would say, needs about another week. I would say they are good right now. But if the sun's out, they'll look beautiful over there. And then we have that cute fuzzy dog. I'll show a
it's
picture.
It's not a little dog. You know, your dog is huge, dude. I've seen pictures of that dog.
We have a dog. So, and people like our dog. And I'm going to show the French people a dog. That's my dog.
That's a big dog. It's a huge dog. Right?
So you take that dog into, for those on radio, he's a big stuffed teddy bear. Basically, he looks like a stuffed animal. You go into Brown County and you are swarmed by the masses of people that just want to pet the dog.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
I'm
eventually sure. we packed up and left.
Yeah.
And then that was about it. And we came all the way back. And I have on a bad week, my bad week, I don't like the change in the weather.
Yeah, we're not ready. I don't know. What's the weather like in France right now?
Way hotter, I think.
It's way warmer now. In fact, I remember visiting your country in October. That's when I went. And it was warm. Roses were still on the bushes. So and I think that's more because you're inland. Well, I don't know if it's because of inland.
So they get snow, though. And they get cold.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they have Alps in the south.
Yeah. Sure. You're done?
No, I was on the road a bunch. I had to drive to Indy, to Linton.
Mark
a couple
just changed
days.
Jobs.
We don't talk about that.
He had a really cushy job before. Now he has to work for a living.
Wow. Yeah, that's about right. I had a cushy job for 15 years, and now I didn't do anything, and now I have to work for a living. So, Mark, what was your good week?
Well, Mike, I'll echo your good week with the chili cook-off went very well. And the rest of mine are all sports-related. The Cardinals have two new coaches. They have the secret weapon back. Jose Oquendo is back to help their defense and help condition them. My poor Hoosiers dropped another game. You know, they come so close, but they lose almost every time. And then the Bears got tapped, man. They got screwed on the football field.
They're terrible too.
Oh my! No, they're not. They're 3-5.
I know.
Your Raiders are struggling.
The Raiders are awful.
And we had a guy. We had a touchdown taken away, and the guy almost lost his leg. So that's my good week, bad week. So we've got a couple of minutes. I don't know if you understand the concept. You know, you can start, Adrian. Tell us what was good about your week, and maybe what was not so good.
Well, I want to say for a good week, well, we got to watch a football match, so technically it was.
Oh, you saw the Lincoln-Gibson Southern game. Wow.
Yes, we did.
Major contest, yeah.
Yeah, so sadly, yes, it was a loss. But either way, It was pretty entertaining.
Okay. So was that the first time you'd been to a football game? I would assume. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Okay. And the band played, and there were a lot of people there, big crowd. Yeah. So that was your good week.
Yes.
Even though they lost, did you have a bad week or not?
It wasn't that bad of a week since we did a lot of interesting things and we kept moving.
Good.
Right.
Good.
Doing a lot of things. Camille, how about yourself?
I had a really, really good week. I mean, it's incredible to discover the way of life of American people because I don't know any American people.
And right.
You do now.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
You will have friends for life now that you've been here.
Also discovering the food, new places. In fact, we went to Lily Station yesterday, and it was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Trying new foods. We don't have... a lot of things you don't have this in France. And also, the American football match was really entertaining, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And for the bad week, maybe the bad weather was a bit...
The weather was, it was a big change.
It was really rough for us.
Yeah.
And
did you bring proper clothes with you? Did you? Okay.
I had to borrow a coat from my host family
because
I was way too cold.
Yeah.
And to come to Indiana, we almost missed a plane. And
you did?
Yes. We had like just 1 minute before... It's like...
Wow.
Yes, and we had to, like, run in the airport. So you had, like, 20 French people running like crazy people in the airport. Everybody was like...
Sacre bleu, they're going.
Yeah. Hey, before we get to our last guest, good week, bad week,
we're going to take a break, and Baptiste will come back with you the rest of your week.
The Fall Harvest Customer Appreciation Sale is going on now at Build Ops and Ford, and we're combining rebates, cash incentives, and 0% financing with a number one selling truck for 40 years, the Ford F-Series. Join us Thursday, November 2nd for a free lunch from Little Houston's Barbecue from 11 to 2 or while supplies last. Drive one and save during the Fall Harvest Customer Appreciation Sale going on now through Saturday at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington.
With the new expanded signal at WAOV at 97.7 FM on your radio dial, we've added the St. Louis Cardinals. That's right, WAOV is now your home for the St. Louis Cardinals at 97.7 FM. Brought to you in part by Clyde's Pools and Hot Tub Shack, Rod and Gun Club Road in Bruceville, and by Boot City, just south of Terre Haute on US 41. It's the St. Louis Cardinals on 97.7 WAOV.
Money habits that every dollar helps budgeters create results in debt being paid off faster and the ability to save more. Even better, with every dollar, you have the option to budget at home from your desktop or on the go with the Every Dollar mobile apps for iPhone and Android. Budgeting in Every Dollar has always been free, but there's also a premium version, Every Dollar Plus, that allows you to connect your bank to your budget for faster expense tracking. Don't settle for less when you can get the results you want this year with Every Dollar. Create your first budget today at everydollar.com. That's everydollar.com.
Did you know that 52% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement? If you're in that majority, retirement may sound like a hopeless situation, but it doesn't have to be. My name is Chris Hogan, and I want to help you carve a path to your dream retirement. We have to stop thinking that retirement begins at some magical age, like 65 or 70. Retirement begins when you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you dream about. It's going to take more than a dream, though. You have to get serious about making a plan. I've created an assessment tool that helps you know what you need to do to reach your dream retirement. Get your free assessment at ChrisHogan360.com. Whether your goal is to live comfortably, travel the world, or have enough money to help grandkids with college, and to be able to give like crazy, you can reach the number you need. It just takes a plan. Go to ChrisHogan360.com to start making your plan today.
If you listen to The Dave Ramsey Show, you know we offer lots of books and resources in our online store. But did you know we have kids products too? You can help get your kids and grandkids started off on the right track. Financial Peace Junior helps parents teach their kids about money. It's packed with fun tools and activities and lays out how to give, save, and spend wisely. Junior's Adventures is a set of six colorful books that teaches values like honesty, hard work, and the dangers of debt. We also have the Junior's Adventures Bank with separate slots for giving, saving, and spending. And we haven't forgotten teens. We offer a powerful series on DVD called Generation Change that teaches teens how they can be who God created them to be, how to do more with their money, and how to get the most out of life. The online store is loaded with stuff for kids. There are product bundles and sales going on all the time. Visit the online store at DaveRamsey.com and make sure your kids know what you wish you had known. That's DaveRamsey.com.
You can't hear that.
Don't be fooled. That is new bump music for the Mark and Mark show.
Right. Wow.
Hey, you've landed at the Mark.
I kind of struggle to remember what that was.
Yeah, I still don't know. It's not from this century. Anyway.
It is. I picked two 21st century songs.
America, this is...
Huh.
Yeah,
okay. Nice. Yeah. So anyway, you're listening to the Mark and Mark show on 97.7 WAOV. You have landed here, and we have guests in our studio.
We do. We have wonderful guests from our sister city in Vincennes, France. And so we were starting Good Week, Bad Week, and we heard from Adrian. And then Camille was talking a little bit, and we cut you off by commercial. So Camille, finish your Good Week, Bad Week.
So except for the plane, we almost missed. So I would say that some days we were a bit worn out. Yesterday we were a bit tired and it was like raining. But I would say that I really enjoyed my week here.
Very good. And next up we have Baptiste. And Baptiste is going to tell us about his good week, bad week.
What happened that was good my past week, we had class in school, in Lincoln High School, which is very different than in France. Because teenagers, teachers, and the school is cooler than in France.
Right.
And that's why it's like holidays for us.
Okay.
And yesterday we visited Toyota factory.
Oh, you did to Toyota?
Yeah. It was very impressive. And I like it a lot.
Okay.
And what happened that was not so good were the waking up at 6:30 a.m. and and I'm in holidays, so it's quite difficult for me.
Oh, if you were still back home, this would be your break, your fall break or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, your vacation. Okay. So you had to get up early on your vacation. So, yeah. It's a tough gig. So you were telling us at the break that before you came to Indiana, you visited New York City. So tell us a little bit, Adrian, about what it was like being in New York City.
Well, I really like New York City because it's very interesting to see one of the most, I wouldn't say most important, but one of the most influential cities that there are in
most
the United
stated,
States.
Yeah.
And we got to visit many, many different monuments and buildings.
So you went to 911,
yes,
the location, and okay.
We also went to the Empire State Building, and well, in general.
And your gift to the United States, the Statue of Liberty, correct?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Right. Very famous. Yeah. Yeah. So, for you too, what was it
in
like?
In Paris, we say that the Statue of Liberty in France, we have a little one.
You do,
in
I've
Paris,
seen it, yeah.
And lots of French people say it's it's the true Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. And the Statue of Liberty in New York City is a second one, is a
rip-off. That's a rip-off. Yeah.
Which is actually, there is an inspirational one in St. Croce in Florence.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely
okay.
Right.
Okay. So the one in Paris is on a bridge, is it not? Is it the replica, isn't it close to a bridge or something? I remember seeing it in Paris. The Statue of Liberty that's there.
We have a Statue of Liberty in front of the Seine.
The River Seine.
We have the light of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Which is put just in front of the road where the Princess Diana died some
years ago. Oh, is that right? Okay. Okay. Very good. So let's cut to the chase. So what do you like best about being in the United States? What you mentioned food. Tell me, Adrian, what's your favorite American food since you've been here?
Well, I've really enjoyed being in America since, well, you told it because of the food. And, it was definitely one of the main points.
What do you like? What's your favorite thing that you've had that you don't have back home?
I don't know. I would just say that we don't have any... We have most of... set of your stuff, but it's not actually the best. But I really liked to try root beer, for example.
Okay.
We don't have that at home.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's a different. How about you? Go ahead, Mark.
No, I guess my question, and I don't know if you understand the translation, what is the most absurd, crazy type of food that we have that makes no sense to you? That you don't really understand why we have it.
I think Baptiste has an answer.
In France, we always drink water. And here in America, lots of people drink sodas all the time. All
yeah, no, I know.
It's very strange for me and for French people, I think.
Okay, Camille?
And about this, we ate at Lincoln Canteen. And it was really strange because milk is free, but you have to pay for water. In France, it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Water is...
Oh, we have bottled water there in
the
cafeteria.
Yes, and you have to buy them. And in... in France, you can't make people just pay for water because it's illegal, in fact. Water must be free.
Okay. Well, and if you go to a restaurant and order water, you get served water here.
Water is free in restaurants as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. So...
I read something. My wife, who did a story, she talked about easy mac and cheese. Do we know about this? Or was that either one of you guys? The macaroni and cheese that you microwave?
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
We ate this at lunch today, in fact.
It's yellow. It's the wrong color.
It's not that good.
No, it's not. So the other thing, Oreo cookies?
We do have those at home.
You have those at home too?
Yeah. All right. Lay big back, you know. I mean,
I just talked about root beer, but another pop we don't have is Mountain Dew.
Okay.
We don't have that. But
teenagers in the United States love Mountain Dew.
I'm not a big fan of it.
I'm not a big fan of sugar. A lot of sugar. It's pretty intense. Yeah. So what else other than the food? What have you guys found most interesting about being in the United States?
For example, McDonald's is different in America than in France. For example, I prefer McDonald's in France because it's like in the French culture, it's not like the American culture. Mm-hmm. So it's quite strange for me. The American McDonald's are more greasy.
Greasy, okay.
Greasy.
Yeah, a lot of grease in the United States. How about your community?
Root beer, what other food?
Reese's
Cup?
Yes, all the peanut butter things. We don't have as many Reese's as you have here in America. In fact, in France, if you want to buy Reese's, it's really expensive. It's totally crazy. It is crazy to buy Reese's. And here, I don't know, I bought so many Reese's that I don't even know if this will fit in my suitcase, in fact. So, and the way, in France, the way we consider food is totally different. In fact, in France, when you eat food, you really enjoy what you eat. In fact, we say that we love eating a good piece of meat with like potatoes and things like that. And we love going to good restaurants. We enjoy cooking and taking care of ourselves.
I mean, I can tell you my culinary experience in France was outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to, we had a, an exchange between our fire departments, and I had a 7-course meal in your fire department in Vincennes, France. Wine, cheese, bread, you know, oh my gosh. It was wonderful.
The portions that are a lot bigger here though, right? Yeah. It's much smaller there. You eat more, less, but they're big here.
But the other issue I find in...
We like tacos here. We love tacos and like pizza. Tacos?
We went to the Mexican restaurant yesterday and the father of my host family had an enormous, I have never seen such a huge burrito in my entire life. Even in Mexico, they were like, how small are...
Right, because you've been to Mexico.
Yeah. So
yes.
And they were ones that
big. Well, welcome to America.
Right. But the other thing I find fascinating about eating in France is they take their time.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to a 7-course meal, it lasted 2 hours.
Yeah.
So you had sorbet and you had a glass of wine.
Conversation.
And then conversation. Where here we like, you know, we eat like this, right? We eat, it's very fast.
We eat here and do this on our phone. This is what we do. We look at our flat device.
Well, that's a very good question. So are teenagers in France as obsessed with electronics and their phones as we are here or not?
We lots of use our phone in France, but when we eat, for example, in my family, I can't use my phone because my parents wanted me to discuss with them, to talk with them.
Yes. And, you know, by the way, I always tell French students when they come to visit here, you know, sometimes they apologize for their English, and I'm just astounded by how well you present yourself and how well you speak English. So compliments to you. So how long have you been speaking English?
Mark, we got about 30 seconds
okay,
before the break.
Tell us how long you've been speaking English, and then we'll take a break.
About 7 years, I think.
7 years. Yeah. Okay, same for you guys?
I think it's the same, but we also attend to Cambridge classes on Saturday morning to improve ourselves.
Oh, do you really? Okay, well, kudos to you guys. So that's great.
About 7 years too, and it's one of the most important subjects in France.
Absolutely.
All right.
We're going to go to break, and then we'll come back and talk about popular culture and television and movies and things. So we'll be back on the Mark and Mark Show.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. Tomorrow is the start date for the Low-Income Heating Energy Assistance Program. The program is sponsored by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority. Pace Community Action Agencies are in charge of heating assistance in Knox, Davies, Greene, and Sullivan counties. All those receiving assistance must meet eligibility requirements. Anyone applying must include the proper identification forms to be accepted. Last year, over 100,000 households received assistance with an average benefit of $510 per household. That in Indiana. Anyone in the 4-county Pace coverage area with questions about the program should call Pace Community Action Agency for more information. Knox County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Vincennes man yesterday on a failure to appear warrant out of Knox Superior Court 2. 20-year-old Jeffrey Junkins was arrested on his arrival at the Knox County Probation Department. He's accused of failure to appear on original charges of possession of marijuana and minor consumption. 11 contestants will take to the Red Skelton Center stage on November 10th for the annual Miss VU pageant, this year's 52nd Miss VU pageant, making it Indiana's longest consecutively running event of its kind. A list of the candidates is available with this story at NewsKnoxCounty.com. More news also at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Tuesday closing farm market report. Corn and wheat lower and a fractional pickup in the soybean market. Not a very good day overall. This update brought to you by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN. SeedConsultants.com. The wheat market over a nickel down, and that dragged the corn market as well. December corn 3 cents lower at 345¾. March finished at 359½, down 3¼. Up a penny on Novi beans, finishing at 973¾. Higher earlier in the day, unable to sustain that though. Jan beans 984¾, up a quarter. And December wheat 418½, down 6¼. Live cattle strong again. December 125.62, up 222, up 282 on lean hogs, $68 even. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
biggest little benefit, number 11, a true partnership. At ADM, we believe being a partner means doing whatever it takes. Whether it's discussing your grain marketing plans over a cup of coffee or sitting down to review the latest market results and trends. With us, it's more than just a contract. It's about teamwork and doing what's right for your business. After all, when you succeed, we all benefit. Get the best of both worlds with ADM. Learn more at adm.com/farmers today.
This is Katie Cotter. I'm a Vincennes Rotarian. Purchasing a Vincennes Rotary raffle ticket gives you opportunities to win. We've done so much since beginning our raffle, including planting 101 trees at Fox Ridge Nature Park, installing new scoreboards at Adams Coliseum, and a new sound system at the Fort Knightley Club, as well as awarding $60,000 in local scholarships. Contact me or any Vincennes Rotarian to purchase your $52 52-week Rotary raffle ticket.
Charity and gaming license on file.
View Regal Furniture Facts at WAOVAM.com. Click on the Regal Furniture Facts button and learn helpful tips on decorating and buying furniture from Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussrin, downtown Vincennes.
Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Download the Y's new free mobile app to access pool and fitness classes, schedules, and other program information easily from your phone. The app is available for Apple and Android users.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunshine this afternoon, highs in mid-40s. Chance of overnight showers, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, chance of showers again. Looking for highs in the low 50s. Thursday, showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV and NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Well, there's the old bump music, so we're trying to figure out who snuck in the new bump music. So we are here in the live studios.
I'm just letting that music play. Sorry. Here you go. We're back.
Okay. So we are here with Camille and Baptiste and Adrian, and we're about to talk about our streaming, live TV shows, movies, all those kind of things. And we're each, Mark and I, are going to each briefly talk about our shows, and then we'll pitch it to you guys about the American shows you like. So this week was an amazing week. I had a binge weekend, Mark, as you well know. So we had Stranger Things 2. I don't know if you know Stranger Things. Camille's smiling. Fantastic. I watched about half of it on Saturday and the rest on Sunday.
I'm not through it, so you
I know. So we're not going to do any spoilers. We're not going to do any spoilers. There's also an after show beyond Stranger Things 2, which I'd highly recommend. I started to watch. And then this fascinating show that you turned me on to last week, Mindhunter, which I just absolutely love. You know this show, mm-hmm. Adrian. Great. That's a fantastic show. And, of course, the music in that. Both these shows are so well done because they embrace the time periods. The Mindhunter was in the late 70s, and then Stranger Things was straight up 80s, which is the 80s.
1984.
It's very popular.
One of my other favorite shows is right on here.
Things. So that's my best of TV streaming. Mark, how about yourself?
Of course, Stranger Things. I really like Stranger Things a lot, and we are down to the last two episodes, and we would have done that if not for guests and other things going on in our life. The Kettering Incident, which is that show out of the BBC, which is the Australian one. I rewatched the ending of it again. It's still a fantastic show. I like it. Red Oaks on Amazon Prime.
See, I don't get Amazon Prime, so
Red Amazon Oaks. Prime is a 1984.
I'm going to go over to Adrian's house.
Red Oaks is a great show from 19. It's set in like 1984. It's funny. It's okay. It's nice. It's one of my favorite. It came to an end, and then a podcast. I have three different podcasts. One of them, two for your Halloween experience. Okay. Lore is all about
I think hauntings. I think he's from Paris.
They're all about hauntings in the United States. They're all about ghosts and specters and everything else that happened. And then my wife's favorite podcast recently is My Favorite Murder. And she has an in-depth report she wants me to give you eventually about My Favorite Murder. These two girls that do this and have become very popular and are doing actually a European tour of My Favorite Murder coming up. And then, of course, one of my favorites, the TED Radio Hour. And this week's TED Radio Hour is outstanding. It's called Dialogue and Exchange, and it is about people that disagree and how they can rectify that.
Well, that we need that in this country.
It talks about that.
We ordinarily don't talk about politics, but
and
maybe
it talks
we'll
about
politics.
That. And they have, and I'm going to, that'll be lost on them, the Westboro Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
Those crazy people that Fred Phelps that
that do all the things demonstrate at
demonstrate funerals at funerals and everything else.
Right.
Megan Phelps Roper, one of the granddaughters who is broke with the church, has actually she sits down and really talks about how conversations can make people switch sides, or not necessarily switch sides, or
People actually have intelligent discourse. You know, that's something we don't do in this country.
Yeah, and she is incredible in that. She learned this from all places, Twitter. So that's how she started meeting people from the outside.
Okay, we're pitching it to the French. So tell us about, and the whole time we're talking over here, Adrian's like nodding, and he knows all these shows you're talking about. It's amazing.
Lore is actually going to be a television show as well.
Right? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously you listen to podcasts so what American shows do you like, Adrian? What's
Well, it's mainly due to streaming services such as Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and such.
So can I ask you a quick question? So like if in the normal viewing
when
Netflix comes over, you're seeing that in English language or subtitles or it's in French or what?
Well, you can choose between the different languages.
Right.
But I mainly watch TV shows in English.
Okay. Because it comes across cleaner,
yeah.
I would think. Yeah.
So right now I'm watching this Amazon Prime series called The Man in the High Castle.
Oh, yes. It's very popular.
Gosh, that's on my list.
Yeah, yes. Which is a great series about this dystopia where, the Nazis and...
The Third Reich. And
yeah,
it's
Reich
history as if the Nazis had won the war.
Yes, and then this D-Day movies that are found in this universe. So... they try and find out what happens.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm also reading right now The Stand from Stephen King.
Beautiful. Oh, very good. All right. There we
beautiful
go.
Book.
One of my favorite books of all time.
It's great. It's just... Yeah, it talks about a lot of different things, and I really like it in general.
Trash Can Man, one character from there
is
from Indiana.
Oh,
That's true.
He is from...
The
character is from Indiana, 50 miles away, just north of here in 50 miles, some 75 kilometers.
Huh.
North of here is where Trash Can Man is.
So
in
a
that
very
movie.
Known pyroman.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Very good. So, Camille, what shows do you enjoy, or what American culture do you drink over there?
During the vacation, I didn't have time to like watch series, but I'm really into Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh, we love the Game of Thrones. You can come back and do it.
Okay.
How long will it be? 2019 before the next?
Yeah.
Are you caught up? You're up to date? You've seen them all? Yes.
Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
And I'm really
show.
Looking forward to seeing the last season, in fact, and who's going to sit on the Iron Throne.
That's correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And I also used to watch The Walking Dead, and I have seen that it was broadcasted on TV like 1 week ago.
Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I didn't have time to keep watching this. Not really, in fact.
Yeah. Baptiste?
Yesterday with my host, we watched Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Yeah, Family Feud. Which used to be very famous in France, but nowadays it doesn't exist. And at home, I watch Prison Break.
Okay.
I love this series, and which is a very famous one.
Okay.
So movies recently, do you get a chance to go to the cinema to movies?
Yes, in France before leaving, and I saw Mary. I don't know if you know this film. No, but I think it's an American film. It's about. A little girl who is a genius in math, and this is
I know the show. Yes,
and
okay.
This is really moving. And
I just watched that on a plane coming. Last time I traveled. I'll think of the actors here in a second.
Okay.
But she's an exceptional student, and her grandmother wants her to go to a...
Is that gifted?
Wants her to go to an exceptional school.
It's gifted.
Yes, gifted.
It's gifted with Chris Evans.
Yes, Chris Evans.
Captain America.
Gifted.
Yes.
In France,
it's a great movie.
It's married, in fact, not gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Filmed on Tybee Island in Savannah, Georgia.
South Carolina, right? Georgia, yes. Yeah. Okay.
And it's really moving. In fact, I really loved it. And I was at the cinema, and like everybody was crying around me, my mother, everybody was crying because it's so moving, and the little girl is acting, she's really good, I think. I mean, she's incredible, I think, for her age. That's it.
Right. Yeah, Baptiste, movie?
In the plane, I watched The Last Spider-Man.
Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming. Wonderful movie.
It was a very funny film.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am waiting for the Star Wars.
The new Star Wars. We can't wait. We're geeky kind of people.
It comes out December 18th here?
Yeah, 18th, yeah. Very good. So you get movies about the same time as they are released here?
Well, they are often a bit delayed, so...
A little bit delayed, okay.
Like, but Thor is actually out in Europe and not out here.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it's the contrary.
Ragnarok.
The contrary.
Ragnarok.
Gosh, he used the
Ragnarok.
Proper...
Ragnarok. See, I call it
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. Ragnarok. He used the word contrary.
Are you sure you were born in France, man?
Yes, I was.
So tell us a little bit about your families real quick. How many brothers and sisters do you have, Adrian?
I have one sister. She's 13 right now?
Okay.
14, excuse me. She's also very good at English,
okay.
I have to say.
And what do your parents do?
My father is basically an accountant for a submarine and a submarine has called. For a company that basically
sells submarines.
Sure. Wow. Okay.
Fascinating. Yeah. Camille, how about you?
I'm an only child, and my father runs as an IT manager, and my mother is a French teacher.
She's a French teacher?
Yes.
Okay.
Fascinating. And she teaches to French, or she teaches non-speaking French students?
To French.
To French. Okay. Yeah. And Baptiste?
I have one sister who she's 19 years old.
Okay.
And my father is a pharmacist. And
okay.
My mother works for him and help him.
Okay, very good. Right. So
we've hit the break. We'll be back after this.
And we'll talk Halloween when we come
back.
This
is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-218-3396. That's 800-218-3396. 800-218-3396.
AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
churches, while your message is important to the people who regularly attend, you can send the same message to thousands of people throughout the area every week. Whether it's a program or broadcast of your service or outreach about the activities and services you have, radio is an economical and efficient way to reach the community. For more information, log on to originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591. Make sure you ask about our direct mail outreach program. For more information, contact us at originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591.
Okay, we're back, and we're back with our good friends from Vincennes, France, Adrian, Camille, and Baptiste. And we were getting ready to talk about Halloween, which we understand at the break is not a popular thing in France. Now, you know, the tradition of Halloween dates back to the Catholic Church in that we have All Saints Day and All Souls Day. And what people did long, long time ago was they dressed up as saints and visited each other to kind of celebrate that. And then All Souls Day was celebrating the people that were deceased. But that's kind of where the tradition of Halloween came from. In our culture, it's second only to Christmas as a huge holiday. So now, have you been to a Halloween party? I know the last group that was here went to a Halloween party. I'm curious if you've seen that or not.
Well, we organized a small Halloween party at the Jones.
Okay.
And we just played a few games and then we ate and played games and.
But so now tonight, what are you doing tonight? Tonight is Halloween, and will people be visiting? They'll be coming to your house to trick or treat, I assume.
We might be just bowling, maybe.
Oh, you're going bowling.
They're getting out. Good for you.
That's the Halloween thing, but and I knew that at my host house. Some people are coming and they're like going to roast marshmallows and the fire.
Okay, okay, yeah.
And of course, kids are going to be candies.
Okay, okay. How about you, Baptiste?
I think we will give candies to the children, mm-hmm. and it will be very, very funny because in America, costumes, lots of children wear costumes.
Okay.
And in France, we don't see children with costume in the streets.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So that's unusual to see that.
It's very unusual.
So, okay. So, so other than, and then of course, what's, I guess, as much as famous about anything as Halloween is the obsession we have with, scary movies and,
Horror movies,
you know, Halloween and, you know, Fred, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street. And I don't know if you know these movies or not, but, you know, on television, they, for about 30 straight days, they show all these different, you know, kind of scary things. And that's why Stranger Things was scheduled for Halloween, because it definitely had a Halloween theme with the, especially Ghostbusters and that. So what will you, when you leave, you're going to have your last day here tomorrow, last full day tomorrow.
Correct.
And then you fly back on Thursday?
Yes.
And you'll fly straight back to Paris? Mm-hmm. Okay. So what will you tell your friends? What will be your, I guess, fondest memory or things that you would
it's
like to...
It's not going to be this show, let me tell you that.
Sure. They'll say, hey, we were on American radio and these two crazy guys. And
yeah, really? Crazy? There you go.
So I'm interested in what you've been talking, you've been texting or Skyping or communicating with your friends back home, I would assume.
Let's talk about, can I talk about something
sure.
real quick? One, let's finish that thought about the your first, what's the first thing you're going to tell them when you land?
Just brag about all the stuff we did.
Okay.
Yeah. I would tell them that everything is huge.
It's big.
Yes, isn't that true?
Everything's
yes,
big.
That's true, yeah.
People,
yeah.
Cars, roads.
Everything
buildings.
Yeah. Now buildings aren't so big. Well, they're spacious. Like your high school is very large compared to where you are.
Cars.
I will show to my parents and to my friends all the pictures I take to show them how is America.
Right. Right. So very much so. Yeah.
Small. Very small town America compared to France.
Yes, I mean compared to New York City, I mean, we're very
yeah, we're tiny.
Very small.
So I wanted to ask you guys a question about social media.
What social media apps do you have on your phones? Are you Snapchat? Are you Twitter? Are you Facebook? Are you, what are you guys? Do you do those things? Instagram?
Yeah. I have Snapchat. I have Messenger. Okay. I have Facebook. I have also Instagram, WhatsApp. I have lots of social networking sites.
Okay.
I have quite a lot too. I have Snapchat, Instagram, WhatsApp. I'm forgetting one. I have Messenger as well. I may be forgetting another one, but yes, that's it.
Do you? Okay, go ahead.
I have just Facebook and WhatsApp, just to talk with my family, basically, because it means that when I'm connected to, well, I don't have to pay for extra prices. And
okay, things. Makes sense.
So how often do you use those? How often do you use those apps? Are you on Snapchat a lot? Are you on Instagram a lot? Do you use them often?
Yes, we use them. I use them every day. And when I wake up in the morning, I would check my phone and see what's going on.
No Twitter, though? Nobody's on Twitter?
I don't have Twitter, but I like to keep up with what's going on, the trends, and things like this.
Okay.
I have Twitter. It's just to keep up with the latest news. And I think teenagers don't have Twitter a lot.
No, or Facebook sometimes. So iPhone, or iPhone. Android?
iPhone.
As well.
Okay. Apple owns the world.
Isn't that the truth? So I have to ask this question because it's just in my nature. When I was in Europe the last time, you know, the lady came into a grocery store, you know, and this was in Amsterdam, and she's like, she had to instantly ask me about, you know, American politics because it's pretty controversial over here. So I'm just curious.
Macron? Is that the president now? Macron?
Yeah.
I think you have
did I pronounce it even close?
I mean, I think
Macron? Pretty much. Macron.
Macron? Yeah.
Okay. So what do teenagers or what do French citizens sort of think of President Trump? Or, you know, what's your impression about
that?
Wow. I've got to ask the question.
For example, in France, Donald Trump is very popular because it's not the French culture.
Okay.
Maybe I think most of the French people were for Hillary.
Okay.
I think so.
Macron and Trump, opposite sides of the political spectrum, am I right?
Well,
one's left, one's right?
It pretty much depends because, Macron has an economic politics, which we call maybe more right-wing, but
sure.
Social politics that is more left-wing.
Sure.
Okay.
And he's an independent, how he markets himself.
Yes, and... Yeah.
Wow, I know so much about the French election, I have no idea.
It's kind of hard to compare French and American politics because your parties are more right-wing than ours. So,
yeah. But you know, when you think about our shared history, you know, so much of American politics was really drawn considerably from the French, and actually
the American Revolution and then the French Revolution, right?
The French Revolution. So I mean, you know, there's a lot of natural ties between us. A lot of natural ties, and I don't know if you recognize that from a history perspective, but you know, in Indiana, you know, I mean, we have Lafayette, and you know, we have
Terre Haute,
right?
High ground.
So you know, and of course Vincennes. And, you know, we were actually populated here by French Canadians that came down here from Montreal. So
French fur trappers.
Right. And the first bishop of New Orleans was actually a priest that was here in Vincennes. So, you know, we have a lot of history that's tied very much to France. And I think that's oftentimes underappreciated by people here. A lot of people here don't realize the connections that we have. So, that's an interesting.
Do you? I want to ask about this question. I asked this of the German students that were here earlier in the year. Is there American music everywhere?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Is that something that you hear on the radio, or is it basically mostly French music?
In Germany, you're talking.
In your country.
Yes. American music is really. Yes, it's everywhere in France. I think almost every teen is listening to American music because these singers, they are really loved in French. We also have our singers that we like and we listen to, but American music has a big influence in our country.
Okay. So what, who's your favorite artist, Camille?
Do you Lana Del Rey.
Is it what?
Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
Okay.
How about you, Baptiste? Who do you like?
The singers in America are very popular in France.
Right.
And like Lady Gaga is very popular in France.
Okay.
I think it's the French singers are not very popular here.
No.
Daft Punk is popular.
But, Daft Punk, yeah.
The other group or singers are not.
Okay.
Do you listen?
Who do you like?
Well, I'm not a big...
You're not a big music guy?
I'm not a big song fan.
Okay.
I just like more orchestral music. For example, one of my favorite type of music is, movie music. So basically...
Oh, soundtracks. So, John...
John Williams.
Yeah, John Williams,
oh, okay.
Of course.
Well, yeah,
that's the best.
Better than that, so.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Mark, we're getting close to the end here.
Yeah. So we want to thank you
wrap
very much
up.
For being here.
We've got a couple minutes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Close.
So what didn't we ask you about that you wanted to make sure that you said or that you talked about? I know you prepared some notes. Are there things that we didn't ask you about that...
For example, we can... in the subway in New York, when we were in New York, we prefer the subway in France.
Yeah, okay. it's a little dirty.
Yeah, it's easier to use it in France than in New York. In New York
Is that
City,
right?
It's very difficult.
You would hate San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier. I think I lost about $5 US.
Seriously?
Just two stupid cars that
are
See, and the New York subway in the United States is probably one of the better ones. You have it, Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. is very nice.
Washington, D.C. is nice. San Francisco is terrible.
You got the
it's okay. I guess the BART is okay.
Yeah.
Chicago is awful. I hate Chicago.
Oh, I love Chicago.
The L train. I'm not good. Not good.
It's
so yeah, New York is one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Nothing compared to what you guys have.
Okay. Camille, how about you?
I would also say that here in Indiana, people are really laid back. In fact, when we were in New York City, everybody was like really stressed out, running everywhere, like they were running late. In France, I mean, people are also stressed out, but in New York, it's really rough. In fact,
pretty hustle bustle.
Yes.
It's hustle.
Yes.
It's a
so
hustle.
That's, you know, that, and I appreciate you knowing that.
Everybody's trying to make money.
Midwesterners are really nice, friendly. Very
that's it, Mark.
Kind of laid back, huh?
We're gone.
We're gone. See ya. Au revoir.
I'm Steve Rappaport. You won't see new episodes anytime soon. Netflix suspending production on next year's season of House of Cards.
Sixth season, which was... Spacey, although they say plans to end, had been in the works for some time.
Fox's Michelle Pollino, actor Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of making sexual advances toward him more than 30 years ago.